Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. We continue our candidate conversations with more from the GOP primary for governor, where we now turn to Jerry Price. Price is a retired New York City police officer who moved to Delaware 2 decades ago. He's making his first run for public office. A reminder, the interviews you hear here on The Green are edited for time. Full candidate conversations are online at DelawarePublic.org. So let's start with why you decided to run for governor this year. What was the thing that prompted you to throw your hat in the race?
Well, I've been doing this for 2 years running because I was sitting down with a couple of friends watching the news, and I don't see the other politicians doing the job the way I see fit.
So let's talk a little bit about being governor. Obviously, the governor is the state's chief executive.
Sure.
How would you describe the leadership style that you would bring to the office?
Well, it's about caring for the public, and that's my main concern. I was watching the newscast, and nobody wants to get these drugs off the street, the other politicians. That's my number one topic. I get calls all the time about family members dying these drugs, and it breaks my heart. I just can't accept it anymore. And we got to clean up the neighborhoods. People in Wilmington, some are afraid to walk to the community churches or stuff like that, even go to the supermarket. Drugs are out of hand, and it all based on drugs. Well, most of the problems in this state.
So when you think about an agenda you would have, would you be proactive working with the General Assembly in terms of picking one or two agenda items that you would think were important for you?
Yeah, I get along with everybody. So I don't expect any difference when I hit the governorship.
Let's talk a little bit about the budget. History tells us the next governor is likely to face at least one economic downturn during their term in office. How would you approach such a situation to balance the budget? What approach would you take to, say, if there's a $300 million deficit, how do you solve that problem?
Well, first of all, I look at the budget very carefully with a finance committee, and I already know how to knock off $3 million and probably another $10 million because of the way the money's stationed in the budget. And was also, we need to hire people. And with that hiring of people, there should be that money going towards that already to salaries, so this way we're not hit by surprise. Say we need another 180 cops. That money will already be in a budget, so it won't have to be taken out of a budget or transferred from another unit.
Let's talk about another issue that's become increasingly important throughout the state, that's affordable housing. Very complex issue. Where do you feel the state can be most effective at addressing that? Where should the state be focusing its attention to try to make housing more affordable across the board?
Yes, and I have the exact answers. First of all, these farmers, they've been here 40, 50 years, third, fourth generation. After that, there's money out there for them to sell their property. I want to negotiate a good deal for the property with our finance committee and the owner of the property and make that low-income housing for our first responders and veterans at first. Then I want to open up statewide. After World War II, they built the Levitt housing for our soldiers coming back. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath on a concrete slab. Beautiful homes. I can't see why Delaware, we can't do the same for these people. We'll hold on to the mortgage. We'll get the interest rates. It'll be a low-cost mortgage. We're not looking to become rich off of that. We're looking to make people happy with housing. And this will also get people into the state for work, because we need teachers, we need police officers, we need correction officers across the board. We need people. And that's a good incentive.
Let's talk a little bit about education, specifically education funding. That's also been a big issue recently.
Yes.
Lawsuit over education funding equity led to a report that was released last fall recommending the state spend an additional $600 million to $1.1 billion per year on education. Lawmakers in this past session created a public education funding commission to look at the funding structure in the coming months. But I'm interested in what you think about education funding. Does more need to be spent?
Well, actually, I would have to sit down with the finance committee. But when we talk about educational funding, we got to understand, first of all, not everything is bad. And we'll find ways, but they might not be getting everything. I can't promise everybody everything. That's just That would just be a lie.
But just, I guess, in general, do you feel more probably needs to be spent at this point to improve the educational outcomes for students across the state?
Well, yes, I do. Basically by hiring more teachers, but I can't give them everything. Nobody can. That would just be an empty promise from another politician. I don't lie.
One of the things they've talked about is the funding formula itself, which is decades old. Is your sense perhaps that that's something to look at and say, like, can we find a different way to do it? Do we do away with the unit count and move to what other states do with weighted funding? Or, you know, I guess, do you feel there's an opportunity to change the way things are done in terms of funding to improve the way funding is used?
Yes. There's always a way to change stuff for the better. And with that, we got to sit down with the finance committee. Let's sit down. Let's get it down to the penny. And let's go through the finance committee and see what we could do this year.
Let's move on to healthcare. Cost and access also becoming kind of stubborn issues in this state. Delaware has one of the highest costs of care in the country.
Yes.
But still struggling, as you mentioned, I think, earlier, to attract and retain providers, specialists, doctors, nurses, and such. And that plays out in a lot of different areas. We know there's a lot of issues with the cost of coverage for state employees and retirees. There's also an aging population in the state that needs specific kind of care. Lawmakers did work on this a little bit this year. They worked on state retiree benefits, created a hospital cost review board. Are there some ideas that you have that would add to that, that you would prioritize to address healthcare costs and access?
Absolutely. For the older people, which is about a couple of years older than me, is the nursing home issues. A spouse puts the other spouse, husband, wife, one has to go to a nursing home. The fees are enormous. And it's possibly that they might lose everything they ever worked for in their life. It can't be handed down to their children. It can't be nothing. It's just going to go to these nursing homes. We have to sit down with most of the nursing homes, with the financial committee, and say, this is what we need. What do you need? How do we get to a middle ground so our people are protected?
How about on the access side? What do you feel you as governor could do to help bring more doctors, bring more specialists, bring more nurses into the state to deal with staffing issues?
Well, it's a good question. Some might be temporary, because we do have a lot of temporary nurses and doctors that come to this state. But our tax structure, our taxes on homes, it's great in this state. Mm-hmm. And that's a good incentive to get people here. And whatever else I have to do, I'll have to put a little bit more thought to it. But yes, I'll be able to do that.
Sure. Let's move over to the issue of climate in the state. State has recently taken a variety of steps to address climate change. Climate Change Solutions Act, calling for the state to make zero net additions to greenhouse gases by 2050. The Delaware Advanced Clean Cars Program, where so-called EV mandates,
right,
calls for 82% of new cars and trucks sent to Delaware to be zero emission by 2032. And the state simultaneously taking steps to procure offshore wind. So I guess we'll start with, do you support those efforts I just mentioned?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So if not, what should Delaware be doing to address climate change and the potential impact in what is one of the lowest lying states in the country?
It is. But if you look over the studies of the years, the climate really hasn't changed that much. If you go back, we do have cold years, we do have warmer years. Now, this is going to not agree with a lot of people, but the climate hasn't changed all that much. And the windmills offshore, first of all, they're not cost effective with the repairs and everything. And plus the ecosystem at the sea.
So do you feel like there is any role for government to take in climate change? As you said, you're not sure how much the climate has changed, but the science seems to indicate that there is an issue, if not immediately, sometime in the future. Is there things that we should be doing now to offset any problems in the future?
Well, yes, but going on all electric vehicles isn't the way. You can't force people in what to drive. And this ways, I mean, I got no problem with solar wind power on the land, because basically everything comes down to the money. I'm not going to write a blank check for anything. So, but yeah, there's definitely ways to look into that.
I want to ask you a little bit about just where we stand right now in terms of the political atmosphere, because it's a time that does seem to be a time when there is a stronger distrust of governments, calls for more transparency and accountability. What role do you feel the Office of Governor and you personally can play in giving Delawareans greater transparency and accountability?
Well, this is what I'm going to do when I win. I'm going to show my bank statements every year. And I think politicians should do that right now. For some reason, they get a lot more money in their bank account than they're paid. I'd like to see that. And I'm asking why. Also, when I'm governor, if somebody asks me to take a bribe, a handshake with money in it, well, I'm going to give them a 3-second plea bargain deal. Tell me who took it. And those politicians should be prosecuted for bribery and just destroying our state in that way. And I'm too honest. I can't take the money. That's why I don't promise everything at these rallies and everything else I go to. I'm not going to promise something I can't do. That's a big deal for me. I keep my promises.
One of the things that has been called for by folks both on the GOP side and the Democratic side is a new office, the Delaware Inspector General's office, to perhaps kind of fill in the gaps where maybe the state auditor doesn't cover or other areas don't cover. Would you be in favor of an office like that to look into any of these questions of, you know, whether
misconduct,
corruption?
Yes, I think we already have people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to branch out. I might extend it, but I'm not going to make a separate group that's going to cost taxpayers a lot more money when it's already in place. You can look at campaign donations, how a couple of them have helped themselves through donations.
So you would just kind of strengthen, let's say, like the Department of Elections' ability to look into campaign finance, the auditor to look into things, maybe the Department of Justice to look into things, rather than creating a new office.
No, I'm not going to create a new office for that. We already have it there. We might have to build on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a whole new agency, no, I'm not going to open up a whole new branch and pay into their pensions and everything else when it's not needed, when we could just do it with a handful of more people.
We've talked about a number of different things, but there are obviously some things that you also have focused on in your campaign. So I want to give you a chance here as we wrap things up to talk about any issues you feel aren't getting the attention they deserve in this election cycle and what you would do to address them if you were elected.
Okay. First of all, we're not hiring people properly. We have to reach out to these big cities, New York City, Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore, everywhere. Because the cops and teachers, they are not being paid right. They are not being treated right. We just can't put a flyer out in the newspaper. Mm. We have to bring these people in here. And the Attorney General, she has to start prosecuting these drug dealers. That is my biggest concern because of the phone calls I get. People have me in tears. I mean, it's terrible. And it affects everybody's family. It affected mine, too. And we have to get these drugs off the street.
That's Republican candidate for Governor Jerry Price. Our full conversation with him is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We'll hear from another GOP candidate for Governor, Bobby Williamson, next here on The Green on Delaware Public Media.